Welcome to New Ideas from Kauffman Hall. I'm Hayden Bush. When prognosticators look into healthcare's crystal ball, they often describe a future where patients receive the care they need when and where they need it. In order to realize this utopia and leave behind today's largely fragmented, reactive care delivery system, health systems and other providers will have to relentlessly test and refine new approaches to care in the years to come. I recently spoke with Chris Waugh, Chief Design and Innovation Officer at Sutter Health, to discuss the system's move to what it calls everyday health, with a focus on proactive, continuous, personalized healthcare. Everyday health is intended to reshape how patients experience primary care, with a shift away from traditional office visits to more frequent, technology-enabled check-ins.
We think about how do we shift the context from folks that are coming to us where we are to definitely going where they are, but much bigger than that. It's bigger than just moving the medical appointment where they are. What's the role of a health coach in this scenario? How do we create more continuous dialogue with patients and people really in their lives? It's more about more frequent check-ins and understanding the context of our users' lives and what do they need at any given time. So that's how we start to think about what we call everyday health.
While the initiative parallels consumerism trends in other industries, Waugh believes the model can produce particularly outsized results in healthcare. Those regular touchpoints, they might be just the thing to help patients reach their personal health goals.
If you think of like their car, it's not just a car service, it's a proactive reach out in the fall that says it's going to start raining, you might want to think about some wiper blades, right? So I think there are examples of that in the out-of-healthcare industry. If you just look at the fundamentals, a lot of what we're trying to do is team up to make some pretty serious life adjustments and life changes or adapting to a diagnosis. And so that needs to be happening on a more continuous basis as people are trying different things and learning different things about what's working and what's not. And simple things like engaging that person in that process is really, really important. So yes, there's a consumerism expectation, but most importantly, that's how we're going to get a better effect on what we're ultimately trying to do together, which is create a better outcome for their lives. And for us, that's clinical. For us, that's outcomes-based. For us, that's trying to do that in a more cost-effective way. For them, that's about maintaining something that they were trying to achieve.
Waugh described how a patient who showed up with stomach pain was cared for in the everyday health model.
Normally, that would have prompted a reach out to the healthcare system and trying to make an appointment and getting into that appointment. In this case, we could see her virtually that morning, just do a quick check-in, what's going on. We may know, in this case, we knew we needed a lab, so we got her to a lab at her convenience, a lab that was closest to her. We could read the lab on our side and then diagnose if possible. And in that case, we were able to diagnose and then deliver medication that afternoon. So what we see there is a full loop closure in the same day from the lab draw to the medication to the diagnosis and the assessment of what's going on. And so that cycle time is exponentially faster that way. So it's convenient for her. It's doable for us. And so there's a very happy outcome.
The system is monitoring and measuring the program's impact on patients and their families, clinicians, and the total cost of care.
We know that healthcare costs every American about $10,000 a year. That is not right, right? So we need to look at ways where we can reduce total cost of care by creating a more engaging experience. And so the meta measure is total cost of care reduction. Burnout is a big problem in healthcare. So keeping a very close eye on what's it like to deliver care in this way, and we're very encouraged by what we're seeing there. And then last but certainly not least, in fact, this I put right up front, is what's the experience like from the patient and family side, and watching their constant check-in around things like NPS score and engagement scores is, are they happy? And we're really happy with what's coming back there.
Waugh also offered a few words of advice for health systems hoping to test their own vision of everyday health.
I think it's about looking through the various stakeholders that need to adopt the thing that you're trying to do and make sure that it works for all of them, right? So we may have a great concept that's really great for patients but might create more short-term burden on our care teams, for example. That's, in the end, that's not going to end up catching on. So you have to look at things like, what's good for the person and their family? How does that intersect, that concept or that thing intersect with the care team? How does that work? Is it economically viable? Because ultimately we want these things to survive. And so just checking the various stakeholder boxes and see if you've got successful adoption wins across all of them. And if any one of them are flawed, they need to be addressed, right? So we might have something that would be great for patients and physicians, but isn't economically viable. We might have something that's economically viable, but it's just not very usable from a patient perspective. So just making sure you're looking through that and not just through the user's lens, but looking through users in the broadest sense and how do they all benefit from it.
Thanks for listening to this edition of New Ideas from Kauffman Hall. Visit kauffmanhall.com to learn more.